Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, listeners. This is Linda of the Northwest, and I have also the Eco Peace Vision and Eco Peace Christian space Linda on YouTube channels. And today's show I've titled Structuring Peace from Request to Tom Hartman. And it's in general to requests related to progressives and progressive talk show hosts. So this actually, it can even be the ones on TV that, you know, it can be comedians or whatever. Even Saturday Night Live, I haven't been watching that for many years. But in general, there's just a lot of disrespect happening. And people are not aware of that in this group of people. And so a lot of people in the Democratic Party that are consider themselves progressives, which I used to be in that category. Right now I still think I'm progressive, but I do have God in the picture now. So I'm more aware of that. And that's what I want to bring up to talk show hosts like Tom Hartman and his wife, Louise, who is, you know, I'm sure they think alike in some ways anyway. The people, what progressives are not realizing is that they can't understand why Christians voted for Trump. Some of them, quite a lot of them, probably, but not all of them. And there are many Christians still in the Democratic Party. And that's how I believe Joe Biden is the nominee, because actually I'm somebody that's still registered Democrat. And I encouraged or thought I supported Joe Biden because he seems to be the most civil and the one that is most likely to consider how would God think of what actions he's doing. So he was the only one on the stage, really, although Tulsi Gabbard does have a bit of connection there, I believe, with God and with the Hindu philosophy. My understanding is that, well, there's so many different varieties of it in India, especially. It's such a big country. But the main God above other gods is very similar to the God in the Bible, and there could even be a connection there. And then there's a lot of small g gods, that the virtues of the main God, they have made a lot of statues and they pray to these smaller gods, but it's really, they're supposed to be symbolic of the virtues of the main god. So it's just, I think that's important for people to realize that the Bible does talk about people who read the Bible and understand what Father God wants or the creator of all wants, is that humans don't start praying to idols, praying to man-made things, even worshiping nature as an idol, or science, you know, or like thinking of technology and as the main number one thing. The idea is put the creator. There's a conscious creator that a lot of people, maybe even over a third and maybe even close to a half of the people in the United States, have had real experiences and really do believe in this higher consciousness. And many believe in Jesus as somebody who walked on this planet and connected with and modeled connecting with, listening to his Father. And, you know, all the saints in the Catholic Church, to me, it looks like they read the Bible, they understood what God wanted, and we look to their lives as good examples It says we look to Jesus' life as a good example of following the guidance in the Old Testament that is the important guidance, which is caring for one another, loving God first, and caring for one another. These are the main laws that Jesus said, you know, if we don't do any of the other ones, just those are the main ones, but there are a lot of other helpful guidances in the Bible. I hope I'm getting through to even one progressive that will listen to this, that could understand that here's part of it. Like, they can't understand why could people who, like, Trump is not modeling when he, you know, especially his past action. This is another issue. We have to look at where is somebody right now, because at any time somebody can have a conversion and get in line with God and do things differently and be a completely renewed human being with a renewed spirit. So he is going to church, I understand, unless that stops. And his wife is going to be a big influence on him. There's a lot of Christians praying that she will be a good influence and that he will be good at maybe receiving and guiding with God, you know. And I actually have gotten even some kind of a text message where Trump was asking Christians to pray for him. So that is pretty big and pretty different than the progressive side. The other big thing is that as I was listening to Eric McAxis, who's a talk show host on Christian radio, he had a long interview on C-SPAN related to several of the books he's written, and he points out, and other people have pointed out to me too, you have to look at the platforms, the Republican platform, when it, I haven't read it, but I can assume it's in there, care for life, the most fragile life. So a life, a new life in a mother's stomach is a vulnerable human being. And the Bible talks about guidance is, we can see that the meekest are so important, equally valued. Every human is valued as if it's the child of Father God, you know, and Jesus gave his life so that we still have a chance, humans, that continue to God. So it's in the Republican platform to care for the most vulnerable, but the Democratic platform, they want to care for people and stuff, but because they have that one area of not caring for, not of allowing the woman to choose rather than pray to God and have, you know, there's ways of working. If you want to save the baby but the mom still can't take care of it, needs more help, you know, addressing that issue, you know, even just saying, we don't know how, but this is the goal. So that is the point of this, is that there's a really big concern for people want to get the vote of, which is a large portion of the American people that may be Christians. The progressives want to get that vote. They want to collaborate with people that want to help one another. And basically the whole direction of the Democrats, caring for the environment, caring for one another, it's sort of, to me, it looks like it's evolved from the Bible, principles in the Bible, but they've forgotten the Bible, and a lot of even progressive, we would say, I don't know, liberal Christian groups, Christian groups that have gotten away from reading the Bible carefully, which are the Methodists, is coming to mind. I'm not really sure which other one, but the Methodist, they're allowing their ministers to marry same-sex couples. Well, in the Bible, we're guided to, Jesus guided that marriage is between a man and a woman. So they've gotten away from actually following the Bible that the Methodists have. And they want to be inclusive and, everybody's nice, bring everybody in. It's not that Christians are trying to be mean to people that are have homosexual tendencies. Christians would want to open their arms and bring everybody in, but the Bible guides to have, and in Romans, Paul guides the Romans, who at that time had deviant ideas about sex and stuff, to practice self-control. And I get this from a listener of God who I feel is very gifted at hearing from God, from Father God. And he could, when asked a specific question of Jesus, he heard from Jesus. So he can tune into either those and the Holy Spirit. He can feel the Holy Spirit like a chill. And we believe it's the Holy Spirit for various reasons, including people. So this listener of God understands that people should stick with the gender they're born with. Okay, and then I don't know if the progressives, there are Democrats in the Progressive Party. If anybody is listening to me and is one, which that includes me, so I have some responsibility here, we need to be voices within the Democratic Party to try to, is it possible to bring God back into the platform even? This is an appeal to women especially, because that is a big stumbling block, basically, related to women's rights. Women want to have rights to make sure that they can care for a baby if they're going to bring one into the world, or if they got an unexpected pregnancy and if it seemed to be under bad circumstances and they are uncomfortable with this child coming into the world. Can women in the Democratic Party consider, well, maybe they could still have the baby. They could also, I want to give the example, one woman I know, she's a Christian. She already had 3 kids. She was not at all ready to have a 4th kid. She didn't feel physically ready, financially ready. No way did she feel ready to have a 4th kid, although she felt maybe in the future, very likely in a few years, but not right now. She got pregnant. She prayed to God, please, not right now. She did have a miscarriage. She also had a lot of bleeding and almost died, but she survived. And later, even a year later, maybe it was 2 years later, she did have that roughly the same soul, that another child. So can women consider this? And could they even talk about this in the Democratic Party? You know, so this is really a call for anybody to get into the Democratic Party and go to their, when they talk about and pass resolutions and things, to bring up the very, you know, to make sure that God is in there, at least that, you know, that some people believe in God, and can there be an option, you know, talk about this. Right now, that's not being even talked about, I don't think. So let me just see what else I wanted to say related to. Okay, related to, this could be, somebody could be listening and they might know some people who are progressive and they just don't believe in the Bible before God. They've never had any experiences with God, and that was kind of my situation. I never really knew for sure, but I still a lot of times would pray and try to connect. And I had my eyes opened because I did run across somebody that, my friend, that can listen, tune in to God and actually say whole sentences, and I could ask questions. And that's very unique, you know. But after that, I had a lot of other experiences to where, like, one experience was, so these are the kind of stories we need to share with one another, especially people that don't believe God can exist. One experience I had was I wanted to check in the Bible. I know, does it only say to give food to the poor? I was seeing a lot of Christian churches giving food, but I didn't see, nobody seemed to be able to, in my community, be in any church, be willing to talk about shelter, although they have done it through the city, and they do have a day and night shelter now. It has evolved, but the churches weren't ready to take that on, and they are very busy, challenged with just maintaining their buildings and their staff sometimes. But I just wondered, does it say that in the Bible? And I have something I can look it up. I can look it up on the internet, and I have another book that I call the Concordance that I could have looked it up in. I was thinking, I need to look that up. I need to look that up. I thought about it several times in one day. The next day, I went to a Bible study, and the leader always asked for the Holy Spirit to help guide him in this Bible study. And he had heard, or whatever, to go to the one place in the Bible. We have three readings. The second reading was, like, I think it was Isaiah 58, just the first part of that chapter in the book of Isaiah. And it talks about give shelter to the poor. So my question was answered. I had the thought. Somebody else heard it. I went to that Bible study, and I got the answer. You know, so things like that can happen. And then there's been a lot of other things. I have some of the testimonials on this radio station. I have a few stories on my YouTube channel. And there's also Eric Metaxas said he has a book called Miracles, and he has the story of his, he had a vision and other people, miracles that have happened for other people in his book. And he did go to Yale, so that can help people who are progressive, who think that people that are Christian are just not really thinking through things well. So those are some things I wanted to bring up with this show. On this, interestingly enough, on this, Tom Hartman he could reach a million people. He could reach more than that. It could vary. He could reach less. He sort of doesn't want to talk about religion. He thinks he's just a U.S. history. Well, he's a U.S. history professor, and he's an author, and you know, he's researched other subjects too. And I think he thinks that the religion isn't really in the realm of U.S. history, but this is something else. In my book, Structuring Peace, God, Law, Science, and Education, I want to revise it a little and emphasize that I really think we need, when we study U.S. history, we need to study the tenets, some key points of the Bible, if not by the time people are in the last few years of high school even, or in high school, really even try to read the whole Bible. I mean, our youth are reading a lot of different things, and it gives a foundation for assessing things with the moral guidelines, like. So at least whether or not you agree with it or want to believe it, the point is, at least our population would start to know what the founders knew and the majority of residents when our country was developed, what they knew and trusted in and prayed. They prayed to win the wars, and they did, the first several wars. Now, as we've gotten away from that, we've gotten probably into wars we don't even know God would have suggested we got into. And anybody in the military, I would think that wouldn't you rather have God overseeing things and the president listening to God and trying to do their best to follow what God would want, which Lincoln did with the Bible. He may not have been a listener of God, but he had the Bible. And when you have the Bible, there's so many exact quotes that Father God has said in there and Jesus has said that you have a really good idea of what would God kind of want us to do here. So it's just another safety for our military to feel like they have, that the leaders, our leader of our country is aligned with this higher guidance. Now, a whole other issue that happens with the progressives, when I've listened sometimes to the Tom Hartman show, there's a real concern about not just progressives, it's everyone really worried about like greed, like money driving things. You know, our capitalist system, is that the right way? Socialist, is that the right way? Well, I'm saying that neither socialism nor capitalism nor Marxism, all these different philosophies, do they have God in the picture? I mean, socialism doesn't necessarily have God in the picture. It can have God in the picture, having God in the picture, but why not just, if we want to not have so much money and tend to run things, like profiteering to run things in our country, then if we will look at our Declaration of Independence as a primary preamble to our Constitution, and they only made the Declaration a few years, like 2 years before the Constitution, right around there. So in the Declaration, we declared our independence from England because under God, we can be separate and equal, just like every person can be separate and equal under God, equally valued, equal power. When you're working with God, we have a lot of stories in the Bible of the meek becoming strong. So, I just wanted to make that point. What else? Well, if you can look into it a little more, the science behind the Bible is, I believe, in the Sumerian clay tablets, that when we look at the pyramids, there was a more advanced culture than kind of what we think of around the pyramids when they think of, oh, it was a fancy way to bury the kings. There's a higher technology happening in the past, in that distant past. And just look into Zechariah Sitchin's book, Genesis Revisited, and that's the one I saw, and the Anunnaki Chronicles, the other one I read parts of, and the other one is The Last Days. So there's science in that there could very well be an advanced civilization that has survived, that we are modeled after, and this civilization could have survived for billions of years. That's really hard to believe. And so just look into it. And thanks for listening, and just send some prayers out there that we can also have unity. That's the other issue with this Tom Hartman show. There's a lot of it's a division thing happening. He's not trying to build on the commonalities in the country of the high virtues. I feel a lot of name callings happening, and he's making mistakes that he wouldn't make if he would study the Bible. So that's all for now, and thanks for listening.